Hey, what it do? I am fully whining and I go
radio.
Hey.
Hello.
Talk radio. We're live on tonight. All my callers are on. We're talking tonight about local rappers. We have on the radio tonight Chris James, Fully Wayne, and Travis. They're going to come on tonight and talk about their local artists and their life. Hello, Travis. How are you tonight?
Hey, what's up? I'm doing just fine, man. How you doing tonight?
Hello, I would like you all to introduce yourselves. Starting with Chris James. Hello, Chris James. Introduce yourself.
How you doing? I am Chris James. I would say my name, but I can't cuss. You know, I am Fully Wayne, and I go Noodle, Get Merch Entertainment, that's my label. How you doing?
It's fine.
Hello. We're happy to have tonight. Tell us, introduce yourself, Travis.
Hey, yeah, what's up? My name is Travis, man. Hey, from the Island Hills, Young God.
Okay. I would like to speak to you all tonight about your rap labels and things you're doing tonight in the industry tonight, in the world today. If you all would, tell me a little bit about yourself. Start off, Chris James. Tell me a little bit about your biography.
Well, yeah, you know me, man. I've been rapping since I was probably about 9, 10. You know, I write, record, I do my own beat, you know, graphic. You know, I'm always in the streets, you know, performing. We got a little shows, you know what I'm saying? And you know, I have been out here making moves, you know what I'm saying, out here in the Triple D, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, when you get in trouble and you go to jail, you know what I'm saying, that prolongs your time. So just to let everybody know, man, don't do the bullcoin, man. Pursue your dream if you're going to do your dream, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, I've been out here doing this for a long time, you know. I mean, really what it is with the D-Town artists, man. I mean, everybody in the D got some. Everybody, you know. Everybody just got to come together, you know, do what it do to make progress like everybody else in these cities, you know what I'm saying? But then
where
you
located,
got a lot of
Where are you located, young man?
Thank you. You know, but, you know.
Where are you located?
Oh, in Dallas, Texas, Smith and Grove.
Where do you do your music at?
I can't hear you.
Where do you do your music at?
Where do I do my music at?
Yeah, where are you doing your music at?
Oh, yeah, I do it myself. You know, I got my own studio at the house. So, you know, I don't go pay nobody or nothing like that.
Okay. Usually, where do you do shows at? Share with me
a little
bit about where you do shows at.
Well, you know, I done been at Club Per, Aqua Lounge, Club Blue, Tropics, Infinity Lounge. Man, I got so many. I gotta leave at Murphy's, Kitty's, Boy and Grill. Lizard Lounge, M Street Ball. Man, I done miss some everywhere, man.
Those are local clubs?
Yeah, those local clubs in Dallas.
Okay. And do you have a website or anywhere where people can go listen to your music?
Oh, yeah, man. You know, you can go look me up on Reverb Nation at Fully Wayne James, or you can go on SoundCloud and look up Fully Wayne, Get Merch Entertainment, you'll see me. I go Noodles. I'm the only one got some noodles on, you know what I'm saying? So it ain't going to be hard to find. And right now, I'm still got more stuff developing. You know, I ain't too long touched down from the jailhouse, you know, trying to get everything straight. So, you know, I'm a local artist, man, trying to get back to it, man, and get it going how it's supposed to be going, you know.
Okay, when you say you're a local artist and you're trying to get back to where it's going, Where did you start from?
Well, I started.
How did you become an artist today?
Well, I became an artist, you know, because I've been through so many life situations, real life situations, you know. You put them feelings on paper. They say music is what feelings sound like, you know. So, hey, when I express this music, them real feelings, you know. So that's how I come up as an artist. I ain't just rapping about the normal stuff in life, you know what I'm saying. I'm rapping about the real problems, you know what I'm saying, real everyday situations people face out here, you know what I'm saying. So that's
okay.
how I became an artist, you know.
Okay. I like that. Okay, we have another artist online, Travis.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello, tell me a little bit about yourself.
All right, man, a little bit about myself, man. My name is Travis. I'm originally from Oklahoma. Came down here when I was 9 years old. Got into them streets, man, you know, just taking it day by day. I saw that I had a love for music ever since I was like 8, 9 years old, you know. I used to sit in class and just make little songs, get in trouble, teach you, tell mom she didn't know what wrong with me. But, you know, I ain't never just do it just because I wanted to, like, rap. I just like making words rhyme. So I always had a passion for music, you know. Like, every time I get mad at somebody or get into it with somebody, I turn on the radio and I just listen to music. And I always wanted to know, like, how do these people make music? And then I just figured out that, you know, music is like a way of life. No, I can't go a day without listening to music. Every day I wake up, I play some music on my phone, whether it's me recording something or whether it's one of my favorite artists, you know, Wayne, Jesus, something like that. You know, my music, I like when somebody's keeping it original, telling a life story. I don't really just listen to artists like that unless they, you know, like, what's the word I'm looking for, man? 100. I always had a passion for music, though. And I just came home from the pen, man, you know, made some mistakes in my life, but, you know, some things I'll never do again, running with the wrong crowd, and, you know, I talk about a lot of that stuff in my music. I got 4 kids to take care of. I ain't trying to do it to take care of my family. I'm trying to do it, you know, because I love it, but, you know, if that's what's going to help, then that's what I'm going to do.
True.
Okay, I like that. So you're saying that the reason you have a passion for music because of the way you grew up and you talk about your life and your music?
Been on the Blue Wave, that's how they call it, dude.
Okay, so would you like to share any of your music with us tonight?
Because when I went in, Family Dollar, I think I put everything in the
background. Hello, I would like you all to block out your music. I can hear background music. I can hear people talking about Family Dollars and stuff. I don't like that. Could you please mute your phones tonight on Street Talk? Okay, I would like to hear some of your lyrics. Travis, if you would, share some of your music with me, please.
I got you, Red. I'm going to spit something for you. Check me out, man. Young God, I was brought up limping without a father. Hung around sharks, fed victim into the water. Lord, I'm sorta walking on the border. Would have been slaves, but master couldn't afford us. Gotta move forward, figure but no father. Like New York Times bestseller with no author. Caught up, strung out. Sister, she got her buns out. Trying to get lifted already, she got her thumbs out. Young moms are prostate, young dads are eager. Sick and not seeing profit, he go home and beat her. With serious failures, we become rebellious. The history's proof, there's nothing more to tell us. We're cold in the matter, with summer bringing the winter days. Harsh malice for insiders is renegade. Christianity and promises of better days. Some say sanity's a common sense that never pays. I think leaving is the easy part, so I'ma stay. God, just give me peace before you take my breath away. Troublesome my lifestyle like I know no other way. God, keep on blessing them. That's what I hear the others say. The year of 89 was like an NBA dream. Pops made magic, hooked moms like Kareem. And who would ever thought that this poor young bastard child would stick around and duke it out with his hazard style. Meet a girl, become a man, and later have a child. They say I'm heaven since, like what I do, file after class. Me and my family share a common bond. No meals to sun down like it was Ramadan. And see, I branched from a little, which my mother was bitter and would blame me for the times that my father would hit her. Still, I gotta make my mama proud. No, I ain't living right. Never running from the fight, even if it cost my life. Haters wanna play me close. I only anticipate it. Expose my hands, I never do. Just send them in a disarray. Hey, Lord, please alleviate the burdens I got on my soul. So hard for me to mediate the feelings that I can't control. Young God.
I like that. That was nice. You have a whole lot of potential. I like that. You're very lyrical.
Shout out,
like
young God. I hear you, baby.
Yeah.
Already,
James, do you have any that are clean?
Huh?
Do you have any lyrics you would like to share with us tonight?
Oh, yeah, man. You know, I'm always spit some, man. Let me spit some, man. Okay, I got some. They say that time in the mind is a terrible thing to waste. It's a concrete jungle, and I'm trying to escape. It's where it's full of all these gangsters, all these killers, and all these hustlers, and money plus power plus fame equals trouble, and life is a test. Either you pass or you fail, and you're living the fast life, you end up dead in jail. I know some people doing bad, wish they had a helping hand. I know some people doing life, wish they had a second chance. Don't take your life for granted, because time vanishes quickly. One day you're cool and young, the next day you're old and sickly. What goes around comes around is just a matter of time. Don't let no type of nonsense shorten your lifeline. You can achieve anything. All you need is dedication. I got caught up in the streets and now I'm incarcerated. And your whole life can change in the blink of an eye. We getting older, not younger. Don't let time pass by, because you're in the wrong place, in the wrong time, not thinking. One big mistake gets you sent to the tank tree. Too many problems, now you do too much drinking. Time passing by and it's up to you to change it. I knew a kid that was only 13 years old. He'll be 53 before he come up for parole. All because he killed his pops with a chrome 44, because he seen his daddy hand wrapped around his mama throat. She lost a son and a husband, two birds with one stone, and she addicted to cocaine, and she can't leave it alone. Got kicked out of home and started shacking up with tweakers. She ended up catching AIDS because they used the same needle. It's crazy because she graduated college and all. Handle your business, time is ticking. That's all I'm trying to tell y'all. I am Fully Wayne, man. I go Lewis.
No,
that was
real. That was real nice. Yes,
sir. Really like that. Okay, mm-hmm. Y'all got passion for music. I used to sit up in my room and do music, too. I love that. Okay, I love your local music and stuff like that. I love that. Okay.
This was recently. These young men, you sound like what Muhammad Ali did when, especially that first young man and the second one, too, when Muhammad Ali was coming and didn't want to go into the army. Muhammad Ali had those same rhymes. When he didn't want to go in the army, and then the white people were saying different things about him. You guys sounded just like him when he was about your ages. That's what Muhammad Ali used to make up those rhymes. And the people were trying to figure out what he was saying, but he was making the very same rhymes that you guys were making. Sounds very good.
Yeah,
wow.
They're very talented.
Appreciate it.
I love that.
Very positive.
I'm really
touched.
Yeah.
That's very positive. What would y'all like to
and
tell
I'm
you?
I'm so proud of you. And I'm so proud of you guys because it's not a lot of guys that would come on the radio and try to do this kind of stuff. So y'all got y'all stuff down real peck, real good. And I really, really, really liked it. And I'm so proud of you, Travis. You my nephew, and I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Keep your head up, and you keep your head above the water, baby. And wherever you're trying to go, long as you keep on praying to the Lord, baby, you're going to be all right. You and that young man.
Yes, that's Chris James. That's my cousin. I love his lyrical. They're very lyrical
people.
Yes, I
love his lyrics, too. I love his lyrics.
Yeah, man,
I'm going to have to get
the number, man.
Already. Hey, Chris, I think I went to school with you, man.
You probably did, man.
Yeah, man. Hey, we can have to collaborate on something, man. I like your flow, too, man. Hey, man, you know.
Yeah, already.
So would y'all like to where would y'all like to go? What would y'all say is the best place to do studio and music nowadays in Dallas?
Well, excuse my language. But nowadays in Dallas, it's best to go and do your own thing and push yourself, man, because ain't nobody going to push you like you going to push you, man. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to take in the grass even when your grass is cut. You hear me? You can still see them, and they still try to creep up. But, you know, sometimes you just got to man up and do your own thing, because when you do your own thing, the better you as a person, man. So I advise everybody, man, it ain't hard, man. All you got to do is sit back, learn something, and then you can do something. You know what I'm saying? You can put whatever your mind to and do it. You know what I'm saying? Don't let nobody else tell you different, man, because the same thing they doing, you can do it, man. You know what I'm saying? And that's just what that is, man. I advise everybody just to, however you push yourself. For me personally, I advise everybody, man, do your own thing, because people is not going to push you how you want to yourself push, you know?
Right on.
Okay. I agree with that. I was going to ask you guys, we're going to try to get together this summer and try to do music and try to do it in a place where kids can come and try to do a fundraiser. If you all would, I'm going to give y'all another number. Well, on Friday night, we do the street talk on Friday night. Every Friday night, y'all, come on. I would love for y'all to come on again and share y'all music. And I'm going to get together and give y'all a couple of phone numbers where y'all can hook up. And we can talk about doing a fundraiser for the kids. And I would like y'all to come out and perform, if y'all would, sometime this summer. Is that agreeable for y'all?
Yeah, right on. Most definitely.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Yeah, okay.
No, I'm with it. What would y'all say that lyrical wise, what would y'all say y'all passion is? Why did y'all start to do music? What was the reason that y'all started to actually want to do music? What brought y'all out? What made y'all want to do it?
Well, on my end right here, I seen my daddy murder himself when I was 6 years old. And ever since then, you know, it seemed like the only way I knew how to let my feelings out was to talk about it. I had to go through counseling and things like that. But, you know, it started to get boring. I stopped listening to the counselors. I stopped, you know, just shut down for a little while. And after that, I learned how to make my words work for me. And after I made my words work for me, I learned how to make my words sound good for me. And after I learned how to sound good for me, I learned how to make my words make sense. All right? Like I said, when I was like first grade, I just used to sit in class and I just say something like no, no stinky toe, or I say something like, you know, like hat, you know, and the teacher really thought it was, you know, something wrong with me, you know. So then when they called my mom up there and they told my mom, you know, he just sitting here and just say words that rhyme, and they never knew I just got a passion for making words rhyme. So, you know, I just love words, and it's like when I get in my zone and I get the pen and pad and I write, it's like I like to talk about life, and I like to talk about things that make sense, you know, things that rhyme and things like, it's just, it's all in the craft. It's like, I really can't explain it unless you just come into me or something like that. It's like I'm made of it. That's just how I feel, you know.
Oh,
I feel like I was born into it.
Okay. Okay, I understand. I was born and raised in the Pleasant Grove area, so I used to do a little music myself, and I know both of y'all know that. And I love music, and I believe that being brought up in the black neighborhood,
Hey, yeah, for business, man. Just like young guy said, man. Music, what feeling sound like, man? So shit. That's the only way I can express my feelings.
Do not cut, please.
Oh man, I'm sorry. My bad. I'm sorry.
Well,
but you know,
music is
what feeling sound like. So that's the best way to express it. You know.
That's fine. I love y'all to give me y'all web addresses again.
It's right there in the walk me around the
web addresses again.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, cool name?
Yeah.
Show your web address again.
Oh, I don't know.
Show my. I can't hear you.
How would people contact you? Show your web address again.
Oh man, you know that you can hit me up on Facebook at Fully Wayne. They can hit me up on the email at ChristopherDJames85@gmail.com.
Okay, Travis, do you have a contact information? Show your information, please.
You can hit me up on Travis Johnson on Facebook. Or, hey, you just catch me out there in the pad, you know what I'm saying? Catch me out there in the streets, something like that. And, you know, I love rapping, so you ask me to spit something. If I'm feeling it for the day, I might hit something for you. Otherwise, you know what I'm saying, I might just walk past you. But, nah, on the real tip, man, I really just ain't said nothing there. I just got out March 25th from a little four-piece, man. But
I really ain't just said nothing like that. I just ain't really just into the internet that tough. I just came home like I said, but I'm gonna get an email ASAP though. But right now I ain't really just got no contact like that.
Okay, I have a lot of background noises, so the people cannot hear you all. If y'all would, please place your phones on mute, please. Blog Talk listeners, thank y'all for calling. And I would like to say that you all are good lyrically, and I would like to tell me more about, you said you was in jail. How did you go to jail, Travis? If you would share for us the struggle you had and how you went to jail. You would, if you don't mind.
All right, man. Appreciate you. All right. For the most part, I like to say, before I even share this, man, for everybody that's out there listening, man, young people, old people, people that still going through the same thing I was going through, man, please just stay in your own lane and don't try to follow the wrong crowd, man, because when you think somebody your friend and then you find that they're not, man, it really does something to you on the inside, especially when it comes to family members. But I went to jail hanging with them, following the wrong people and doing the wrong things, you know, and when I was in jail, you know, at first when I went in there, I felt like I had something to prove. I was young. I was 19 years old when I went in. I came out 24 years old. And what I can tell you about that is it's whatever you make it. You know, you can go in there and you can be on some whatever. You can be all you can be in there. You can. One thing I can't tell you, you're going to go in a boy, you're going to come out a man. Well, when I was in there, at first when I went in there, I feel like, you know, can't nobody tell me nothing. I'm Superman, you know. I'm in jail. You know, what else can you do to me? But when I sat down and I realized, yeah, I'm in jail. You know, ain't nobody here but me. Ain't nobody going to do nothing but me for myself. So I had to do things for myself. You know, I had to learn. I had to read all I can read. You know, I had to work out, keep my body right, not let myself go. And it's like every day, thinking about, like, my children and, you know, like, the ones I love, my girl and things like that, you know, it was eating me up inside. So it taught me, you know, sit down and better yourself, change your attitude, change your ways, you know, because if we want someone else to change, we got to change ourselves first. You know, if you want your life to change, you got to change your mind frame. You can pray every day and ask the Lord to change your mind frame. And, you know, when he lets you wake up, he giving you that chance. He's not just going to, you know, just zap and just make you think a different way. He's going to let you wake up, and then he's going to let you do that yourself, you know. So that's what I was on when I was in there, you know, just changing myself, making myself better, growing up, and writing music, you know, keeping myself right, staying out the wrong lane, you know, staying out of the wrong people's faces, you know what I'm saying? And that's basically, you know, my story right there about that.
What would you tell the young children if they were – trying to be rappers, trying to do music, and they were involved in gangs and stuff like that, what would you like to share with them on today, if they were listening? What would you tell them, give them a little advice on how they can be better as men growing up and not go to jail and do the things that you did in order, you know, to live life and be a good rapper and things of that nature?
Well, this is what I'm going to say about on the gang tip. You know, if you're going to be in the gang, make sure you're in it for the right reasons. You know, if you want to be a rapper, make sure you're doing it because that's what you love. Don't do it if you're just trying to feed your family because sometimes – all right. Excuse me. Okay, sometimes, you know, when you're trying to do it to feed your family and it gets frustrated and, you know, sometimes, you know, even when you're working a regular job and it gets frustrated, what you do, you quit. So make sure you're doing it just because you love. You know, don't do nothing unless that's what, if you're doing something to support yourself or support your family, don't do it. That's what you love doing, you know, if you got a heart for it. But as in, like, being a good rapper and things like that, you know, get your mind frame right, you know, better yourself, you know, get ready for the environment because – I know it's a dog-eat-dog
it's a dog-eat-dog game when it comes to that, you know, because you got people that's going to be better than you. You got people that's going to be, you know, like, not better than you. You got people that's going to be in there for a long time, people that's not going to give you a chance, people that is going to give you a chance. So you got to get your mental right before you get in it. You know, what I say to young kids about that jail life and gang life, hey, that ain't cool, man. That ain't where you want to go, man. You know, stay in school. Listen to grown-ups, you know. Stay away from people that's doing bad things that don't make you feel comfortable. Be yourself. Don't be nobody else. Be yourself. Because at the end of the day, keeping it real is keeping it real with yourself. If you can't keep it real with yourself, you can't be real with nobody else. So keep it real with yourself. If you don't want to do something that everybody else is doing and they telling you, oh, well, you this or you that because you're not doing this. Okay, well, at the end of the day, you're still you. People going to talk about you whether you do or you don't. You're going to be, you know what y'all call each other out there on the streets, you know, the H-A-N word. You know, you're going to be there whether you do or you don't. You can give him $1 million today and you don't give it to him tomorrow, you still going to be that H-A-N. You know, so be yourself, man.
Yes. Okay, I like that. I like that. Okay, Chris James, tell me a little bit about yourself because I know you said you got yourself in a little trouble before you started rapping and all that too.
Yeah, man. First off, I'm going to say, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to give all praises to that man of Surge, you know what I'm saying, because it's a blessing. I'm hurt, you know what I'm saying? Me, myself, you know what I'm saying? I'm 28, you know what I'm saying? I got a little girl. I had her when I was 25, but when I was in school, you know, I was going through a hard time with my father, a whole lot of stuff in the streets too, you know, so that drove my anger and my rage to make me angry. But, you know, like I say, music is what feelings sound like, so I started putting my feelings on paper. And other people was hearing my feelings, and they was liking my feelings and not the music, you know what I'm saying? I went to jail in the ninth grade and ain't never been back to school, you know? I ain't got no GED, you know what I'm saying? No diploma, nothing like that, but I'm still out here making it, you know what I'm saying? You know, I done been locked up from the age of 17 all the way up until now, you know what I'm saying? I'm finna be 29. That's a long time. I ain't really had no time to spend in a childhood and, you know, go to house parties and stuff like that, you know, because most of the time I was locked up in the streets, one of the two. It wasn't no other choice for me, you know? But as I started putting my feelings on that paper, you know, I started making progress, you know? Even though I didn't have a job, you know, those was being open for me, you know what I'm saying? I was blessed, you know? And you know me, like, I've been through a lot as far as health problems, you know, family problems, street problems, bill problems, you know, and a lot of that anger, man, that people have all inside of, man, they need to learn how to sit down and do something with it, you know, and that's the best way I can do something with it is my music, you know. I done been in trouble so long that it's nothing new to me, so I'm trying to get up out that way of life, that way of thinking, just like the kids and stuff out here, man, they all being misled wrong, man. You know what I'm saying? They worshiping stuff that ain't even going to matter when you got an answer to that man. You know, I'm going to just keep it all the way real. You know what I'm saying? All that game banging and stuff, yeah, I did that. I was dumb, though. You know? That was my dumb moments of my life. Now I'm at the wise point of my life where I can tell you something. You know what I'm saying? So as far as my music, that's all my music is. You know, I ain't going to never drop nothing that I don't really feel and go through every day in this life and this struggle, you know, and I had seizures, you know, surgeries, injuries, you know what I'm saying, I don't let the devil stop me, man, so if you want to pursue music, do music, man, if you want to go to school, you know, but that street life and all that other stuff, man, it's going to be a waste of your time, you know what I'm saying, it's going to put a burden on your soul, you know, and I know about that, so that's why I try to get people to listen to the real music and the reality of the day, you know, because some people misled out here or the way of life, you know, letting materialistic thrills and pills make them hallucinate, you know what I'm saying, when everybody needs to get their business straight. But, you know, that's how life is, you know what I'm saying. My mama a pastor, you know, I know the best of both worlds, good and evil. So, you know, that made me very wise, so I put that in my lyrics and let people hear that, you know, and that's why I was inspired to rap, you know, because I done been through life struggles and pain, any kind of pain or anything. You understand?
Hello, you know, you reach, leave me a message, and I'll be sure to return your phone call at my earliest convenience. Until then, CCFN, take care for now. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah.
Are y'all there?
Yeah.
Oh, continue, young man. She'll be right back.
Oh, but you know, like I was saying, man, that's what I was saying, you know.
I appreciate everything that y'all have said tonight, you know, because that is a positive role for our young people, and I appreciate y'all. If y'all could just take the time out and just visit us every night, I think we'll get through on a lot of people.
Hello, Live Talk listeners.
Yeah.
Hello, are you all still here?
Yeah, we're here.
We're here.
Okay, my phone hung up. I apologize for that.
Tonight,
I would like to know how did you get your name, Foolin' Wayne, Chris James?
Well, you know, I used to go by Chris James B. You know what I'm saying? I can't cuss though, but you know, when I went to jail, you know, I was in jail just tripping and fighting, and you know, I sat down and I wrote this song called Foolin' Wayne. You know, I had the whole jail house rocking to the song, you know, and the guard told me, man, you need to hurry up and get out of drop that, man. Stay out of trouble for somebody to try to, you know, use that, and then, because that's a hit right there you got, man. So that's how I came up with the name Foolin' Wayne. They called me Foolin', but my middle name is Wayne, Dwayne, you know. So they put it together, Foolin' Wayne, instead of calling me Chris James, because I didn't like my government name. People calling me by my government name. So, you know, they called me Foolin', so they just put it together, Foolin' Wayne. I dropped a song in 2010 called Foolin' Wayne, you know. But since 2010, I done been back to jail 3 times. So, you know, my name feel like Del Riga. So I'm just trying to get it together, man. But that's how I got that name, Foolin' Wayne, man. Because, you know, the Lord gives you the food, and sometimes a nigga will fool. Excuse me, language.
Share that song with us, please.
Share what song?
The Foolin' Wayne? Share your voice to Foolin' Wayne.
The chorus?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, it's like, yep, watch me Foolin' Wayne. Yep, watch me Foolin' Wayne. Yep, Foolin' Wayne. Yep, watch me Foolin' Wayne. Yep, I'm a Foolin' Wayne. Yep, I'm a Foolin' Wayne. Catch me in the club, I'm a Foolin' Wayne. Foolin' Wayne. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah, man.
Travis.
Yes, ma'am.
Travis, while you
yes,
was in
ma'am.
Jail, Foolin' Wayne used to take over the club in Dallas, in Deep Ellum. We used to go Foolin' Wayne.
Okay.
So I would like you to come out and go to the clubs with us, because it goes down in D-Town. You hear me?
You telling me something like I don't know it.
That boy in the hills. That boy's right here, Holly Hill, man.
Yo,
I done
man.
Went to club, and y'all know me. I'm stay ready.
Yeah.
Y'all know me. I'm sure, but I stay ready. Yeah. Yeah. I like
so
it.
So what to do tonight, then? So what to do tonight,
love,
then?
Where y'all going to go tonight? Are y'all going to go to any of the local clubs tonight?
Yeah, man. I'm supposed to be going up to the Opera Lounge to support the women artists tonight. I still going to slide up there.
Where's the Opera Lounge?
Oh, that's downtown, right on
okay,
on Main Street.
Oh, okay, okay. I know where that's at. Y'all can catch me in the south at Old River Nightclub on Friday night. Free to get in for ladies, $5 for men, all night long. If y'all would come over and do a couple of songs, then I would love to hear y'all on stage live.
Oh, that's a bit. Yeah, I already know.
Background noise. Can somebody cut that background noise off? I hear your cars beeping and all that stuff. Thank y'all. I really, we do this every Friday night, y'all. If y'all would call in and talk to me, I'm Miss Shun and my co-host Keisha. We're at Blog Talk Radio, Street Talk, by Granny's Place. Sponsored by Granny's Place. 310-982-4126, 310-982-4126, I really appreciate y'all for coming on tonight. We have about 20 minutes to share anything else y'all like to talk about. What would y'all like to talk about? If y'all would share with me some things that goes on in y'all neighborhood as far as rapping. What would you go to if you would like to go to the, let's see, the dance club? Do y'all have dance clubs y'all perform at?
Well, on my end, like I say, I just got out. I ain't really just been in the mix like that. You know, I just been around family, just chilling like that. You know, trying to get a vibe back with my kids. You know, get that bond with them. You know, I feel like. Thank you. Yeah, I'm just trying to get a bond with my kids. You know, get a bond with my fam right now. You know, but other than that, I'm ready, man. I'm ready. You know, just like you. You know, I'm ready. I stay ready. But, you know, I feel like. Right now, I'm not going to say I feel like I'm the best, but right now I feel like I'm on another level, you know. So I feel like when I do go to the club or I do go to a show or something like that, man, I'm going to make everybody stand up because I feel like ain't nobody never just heard nothing like me before and ain't nobody done it like me before. And, you know, I'm just ready. I'm just ready for it, you know, just waiting on that moment. Like Dre said, I'm just waiting on that moment. But, you know, at the end of the day, staying prayed up, you know, and just ready for whatever, you know.
What would be some of the values that you all would like to share with the kids that are growing up? If they're trying to be rappers and they're listening to what do y'all think about the Nicki Minaj and all that stuff like that?
Oh, man.
Do y'all like Nicki
Minaj?
Man, I'm a young guy. I get that because he's probably gonna say the same thing I'm gonna say.
What I feel about the new era, man, I feel like that's not really rap. You know, they got some things that's rap, but I feel like rap is more like, you know, real, you know, authentic. Like, what they're saying on the radio, they're saying what they feel like everybody want to hear. You know, I feel like they being who you want them to be. You know, I said that I read magazines 4 years straight, and, you know, I said and I listened to what these people were saying in interviews and things like that. And, you know, that girl, Nicki Minaj, she admitted that at first when she came out, she was, you know, saying sexual things and, you know, saying things that she felt like people wanted to hear, and then till she finally found herself, which I loved her for saying that right there because she said she was saying things she wanted to hear until she found herself. The key is, like I was saying earlier, be yourself. Don't be who nobody else wants you to be. Some of the values I like to share, man, is – have religion, you know. Without religion and without faith, you know, you can't go nowhere. And have belief. Believe in yourself, man, because if you don't believe in yourself, and, you know, won't nobody else believe in you unless you believe in yourself. And people can tell when you believe in yourself because it's always going to be that. It's always going to be that one person that believes in you. But if not, believe in yourself, man. See, proper education always creates elevation. I got my name Young God because I'm a 5%er, you know, and I got my name Young God in the penitentiary for being a 5%er. You know, I was always deep into my studies and I was always, you know, preaching the word of 5%, and that's why I got my name Young God because I feel like I am a God. I know I am a God. And, you know, what makes me a God is because I have knowledge in myself. You know, I know what I'm going to do before I do it. I know how I'm going to feel before I do it. You know, I know myself in and out, you know, and that's what makes us a God, you know. And it's just that some of the values that the Jews that I'm dropping right now, you know, I just can't really just give it and let somebody come to me to seek for it. But what I feel about these days, and the music these days, man, you know, it's like, yo, God. Yo, got it. Because he's keeping it real. He's telling stories about his life. He's telling how he feels. He's telling things that he went through. And he say, you know, rap to me is when somebody can tell you a story, tell you how things are going on, what's going on right now in the world, how bad it is or how good it is. They can tell you the story about that, then turn around and tell you, you know, how to get through those times, or tell you, you know, what they did to get through those times. Rap to me is authentic. If you just getting all that time about how big your behind is or how much money you got, or, you know, how many people you killed or whatever, how many bricks you sold. That's not rap to me. You know, that's just really just talking, you know, just talking. You know, it's not rap to me.
Yeah, I agree with Susan. I feel like they just be trying to expose themselves and try to get themselves hype. That's not good for me.
Now, it's not good, you know, it's not good, but, you know, to each his own. But like I said, that's not rap to me. You know, like I said, rap is when you can tell what's going on or what you've been through and kind of had to tell the next person how to get through that situation or how you got through that situation. And that's rap to me right there. Rap isn't, you know, I pull up in the Chevy and I got to load it in the trunk and it's heavy. It's not rap, you know. Rap is when you come in and you tell a story. You know, you tell a story or you say about what's going on.
Miss Weaver, I need you to mute your phone or either stop talking in the background because I can hear you over Travis trying to talk, okay? Please? Okay, Travis, continue, please.
Yeah, well, like I was saying, man, you know, my point of view of rap is being authentic, you know, keeping it real, keeping the straight street, you know, or whatever you come from. You know, if you're not from the street, you're from the burbs or whatever, keep it straight burbs, you know.
Okay, I understand that. Okay, I get what you're saying. You're saying if you're from the street, say you're from the street. If you're not from the street, say you're from the suburbs. It's okay to be from the suburbs. And don't try to be who you're not. I get what you're saying. Chris James, are you still here with me on Street Talk? Okay, I guess I lost Chris James. Keisha, are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I like the lyrics that the guy shared on tonight. What would you like to say on tonight about the lyrics that he shared?
I think it was a wonderful thing that they shared because a lot of things that they said was positive. And it was very respectful, and it was very – I would love to hear more.
Okay. I like that. If you come out this summer, I'm going to sponsor a show with the kids and try to get the kids that want to be rappers out to talk to Chris James and Travis and things of that nature. I'm going to share more on Street Talk about that. I'm going to get the invitations and everything out to you guys probably around June or something, if that's okay.
Okay. You know, before I go, I like to share. Is it cool that I share one more course that I just wrote? You know, she said she wanted to hear some more. You know, I always like to, know what I'm saying, lead a crowd, you know, one more, you know. So I'm going to hit this last course, you know, before we end. Is that cool? Is that okay with y'all?
That's fine. Go ahead.
All right. This course right here is called The Streets Calling. I just wrote the course not too long ago, you know, as I've been out. And, you know, I get back on these streets and, you know, I'm just looking at them and it's like temptation. It's just, you know, just in the picture. And the course goes like this. It goes, the streets keep calling me, telling me, boy, come on back home to the streets where you belong. This time you're going to meet your goal. You can't do it on your own. Remember all that work you sold. Remember this, that life you chose. I can turn you to a king, so tell me what's it going to be. The streets keep calling me, telling me, boy, come on back home to the streets where you belong. This time you're going to meet your goal. You can't do it on your own. Remember all that work you sold. Remember this, that life you chose. I can turn you into a king, so tell me what's it going to be. The streets keep calling me.
I like that.
I like that.
Yeah, I like that.
I appreciate y'all.
I need to get on one of your tracks, Travis.
Right on. You know, I've been looking for a lady voice.
You know, I don't know
what
Travis.
I need to do. I'm just saying what I need to do. I knew I'd say, hey, ha, ha, what? Whatever I need to do to help you,
hey,
I'm there.
You can just keep the volume up for me, Keisha. That's all.
He's trying to get on, too. I like that. Thank y'all tonight for calling. I really like y'all music. We're on 310-982-4126. Live Talk Listeners, I really appreciate y'all for calling. And, Travis, I love your music. Chris James went off. His phone went dead. He called me. He texted me and said his phone went dead. I appreciate him for coming on. We're on every Friday night on Blog Talk, www.blogtalkradio.com/Granny's Place. And the number again is 310-982-4126. And my co-host is Keisha. Travis, I love your music, Travis. Do you have anything else for us on tonight?
Don't you want to hear something else?
Yeah, share with me.
All right,
man. We got about 14 minutes left. Sure, something.
All right, I'm going to hit this last course for you right here. Now, I just wrote two courses, you know, the other way. Well, this one right here is for, you know, the female that kept it 100, you know, mean everything to me. I was going, you know, kept it 100. And I'm going to let y'all hear it. Here you go. She kept it 100. She never ever switched it up or changed on me. She kept it 100. Even though I played a dangerous game in these streets, she kept it 100, yeah. Blinded by the dirt of this so I couldn't see that she kept it 100, yeah. Swear her love was always unconditionally. She kept it 100, yeah. She never ever switched it up or changed on me. Man, she kept it 100. Even though I played a dangerous game in these streets, she kept it 100, yeah. Blinded by the dirt of this so I couldn't see that she kept it 100, yeah. Swear her love was always unconditionally.
I like it.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but
I really
just ain't got too much with that profanity, Brady. But you know, we got to get to them clubs. You know, this ain't, you know, it's this kind of right. It's PG-13 right here. We got to get to them clubs so, you know, I can really just tell you what's in the box. But other than that, you know, I got to make some more clean music. I ain't got a lot, you know, I ain't editing a lot of stuff right now. You know, like I say, when I start putting it on tracks, you know, I want the kids to hear it because I got a lot of positive things to say, and I want the kids to really hear what I got to say. So, you know, because I feel like I can touch somebody and change their life maybe, hopefully. And at the end of the day, that's up.
Okay, Chris James has called back in. Chris James, would you like to share some more of your music with us on tonight?
Oh, man, it's my music, man. That's all the time, man. You're sending it. Thank you, son, man. What I got here, yeah, man. Okay, I got something for you, man. It's called Chess, not Chess. I can't win for losing, but I ain't coming in last place. No food on my dinner plate, about to lose it and catch a taste. In my pockets hurt, his stomach ache. Bad nerves, temper shout. I'm a feeling two strikes. One more death life. T. Lee, roll a dice. Snake eyes, game of life. Cold world we living in, get murdered for your Benjamin. Women and men blinded by sin and criminal ways. Penitentiary chances we take is the most fatal mistake to make. A piece of paper with a dead face on it, make a friend turn phony. Ain't a such thing as a homie or a partner. It's a chopper and a doctor. You gon' need Jesus to stop us. Tired of struggling at the bottom. Gotta play it a little smarter. I'm a father with a daughter. Life getting cold water and harder and harder and harder and harder. It gotta get better. My pleasure to tell you this. Chess, not Chester. You know what I'm talking about, man? Just
okay.
A little something, man. Little 16, man. You know what I'm saying? Just a little something,
man.
Because I'm a writer. I don't really freestyle, so I'm gonna let you hear something, you know.
Hey, I like it.
Man, you
know,
see, I'm really feeling bro right there, man, because, you know, most things we're going to hear, you know, especially while we on the inside, you know, you got all these different people, you know, from Houston, Port Arthur, San Antonio.
Yeah.
The main thing they going to say, man, is, what's that fooling, Wayne? What they going to say about Dallas, how our rappers be?
First thing they're going to say is they're going to think we're dancing and stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we ain't doing no too much no dancing. No,
yeah,
it's some dudes down here, you know what I'm saying? They might dance and then beat you up. But, you know, it's certain ones down here. And I ain't said do no dancing with you at all. I'm going to let you know some real stuff. You know, I lost my jolly mood when I was in high school, you know? I mean, so with that, you know what I'm saying? I mean, the dance in the school, I don't knock them, you know what I'm saying? It's just not me, you know? I can't dance, you know? If I could, I would. I'd be a triple threat. I'd dance, sing, get high notes, you know, and rap. But, you know, me, I'm just an artist, man. I'm just here to hear something, you know? angel in disguise, really. You know, that's all I am.
Nah, straight up.
Yeah, man. But, you know.
I like it. I like it. Y'all already approved. Yeah. I really appreciate you all for calling on tonight. We have 10 more minutes. I used to do music, too. Me and Chris James did a song years ago.
Yeah,
and
the money is the root of all evil.
Yeah, do you remember your verse, Chris?
Yeah, man.
Do we have cussing?
They say, man, it's called money is the root of all evil. They say, it's kind of funny when you look at it from this angle. Money ain't but a green rectangle. A shape in the color, got a life in the tank. Got around to get strangled. It's the root of all evil. Turn to people, to evil creatures, letting materialistic teasers. I wish I could put all my pain in a plastic bag and throw it in the trash, but most of my partners done got waxed over cash. I seen kin kill kin. I seen friends kill friends over 25, 50, and 75 cents. What'll make a person burn down his house for a settlement? Or shoot up a whole resident? Your aunt is dead president. Whites, blacks, and Mexicans are trapped up in prisons. Lawyers, justices, and the police are starting to make a killing. And more money, more problems seems to be the result. Streets to delete you, cook you, and eat you, and beat you to a bloody pulp. They say money is the root of all evil. That's why the
delicacy
so lethal. It's a concrete jungle that's swimming and lurking with evil creatures. Gotta whacking our own people. You know what I'm saying, man? That's probably about 10 years old right there, man. I don't see how I still remember that right there.
Yeah, man.
I remember that too. You remember
that? Hold on, let me think of it, man. I'm trying to think of it, man. You know my mind, man.
See, it's not if
you say a word. All you got to do is say a word, I remember it, man.
The root of all evil, baby, people. You remember it?
I'm trying
the
to
root
think
of all
one word.
People. You heard?
Uh-uh.
The root of all evil, that be people.
Oh, what you say? Oh, I'm trying to say, no, you know, I can't get it, man. I'm just struggling a bit too much, man. Man, the root of all evil is these people. I don't remember if I can catch it one time. Before, why you do me like that, man? You ringing my brain now.
I ain't going to share it with y'all tonight. Maybe another time.
Oh, you remember.
Yeah.
You just trying to see if I remember it.
I'm trying to see if you remember it.
Oh, yeah,
I
you know, my mind bad, but it's good. I remember it one day. I'm just sitting up here to pop in my head.
I hit it for you. The root of all evil, people, they think that it's money, but this game is so lethal, we're murking our own people because of the love of this money.
But it's money.
Bring stuff down and these other things, it's money. Rub it on their tummy. These boys out here be hungry, geeking on these drugs, because that's going to be lonely. He licks on Dallas, sex on all the local Mexicans. I remember that, but I don't know all the words.
I thought I remember that.
Oh, I used
to be
real childish. Yeah.
Hey, but you know, man, I mean, that's just what it is, man. It's just real in the field, you know. I ain't going to sugarcoat it, man, you know. All I like sugar in my Kool-Aid. You know?
I like it. But Dallas have a whole lot of local artists. We're going to gather together and do a whole lot for the kids this summer. And I would like y'all to share y'all stories because kids like to be in the music industry. And my kids do, too. Y'all know that. They, Sean and D. Shay, love music. They have a whole fetish for music. And I would like y'all to be positive role models for the streets. And I would like to bring y'all out and do shows this summer. And I'm going to share more about it to the public as soon as possible. In June, I told y'all, I'm going to bring y'all out probably at Tropics or something. And I'll share more on Street Talk. So y'all call in and listen to us on Friday nights on Street Talk at Granny's, you know, sponsored by Granny's Place. Again, y'all Block Talk listeners, thank y'all for calling on tonight. Keisha, are you still with me? Okay, I lost Keisha. Okay, the phone number again is 310-982-4126.
Thank y'all for calling, Chris and Travis. I really appreciate you all. If you all would like to go during the week and listen to us, it's at www.blogtalkradio.com, /Greenwich Place. We have five minutes left. If you all would, I guess we can just pray before we go. If you would. Do you have any announcements to announce?
Yeah, man. I'm going to say something, man. I got a mixtape coming out called ACA All Charges Acquitted, Volume 1, you know. I'm going to get you on that too, Travis, man. I got some open tracks too, you know what I'm saying? I got a single called Dallas County, talking about that Dallas County jailhouse, how they dirty, man. So, you know, that's coming out soon, single. And my life is like a movie remix, you know. That's all I really got going right now besides pushing this album and then this little mixtape.
So you said your new single is Your Life is Like a Movie?
Yeah, that's part two. You know, part one, that was on the Out on Bun mixtape. You know, part two is the ACA All Charges Acquitted in the Dallas County. I got a song called Dallas County.
Yeah, I remember that. It's in the streets. Okay, I remember that.
Yeah.
Okay, Travis, are you gonna be working on anything in the next couple of months?
Yes, ma'am. You know, right now I just got two albums wrote, 38 songs on both of them. I got Troublesome 2 and I got Dead Nation. You know, I got one called Live Man. And you know, I feel like that's gonna make everybody stand up. You know, it's just all lyrics. You know, I feel like I don't really just need no beats on that. I feel like the lyrics speaks for itself, you know. It's make your heart beat, it can make your heart stop, you know. So I don't really just need too much beats on that. But the Troublesome and the Dead Nation, that right there, that's under works. All I need to get somebody I trust with a studio, you know. I feel like they ain't going to, you know, try to, you know, steal nothing or record nothing or, you know, try to get me on no deal or nothing like that. So I'm just waiting on that moment, man. Like I said earlier, you know, I'm just got to get in the right mix with the right people. I got a cousin right now who a music producer, you know, but it's going kind of slow down in Oklahoma right now. I'm just waiting on that live person, man, somebody who really know what they're doing, somebody, you know, I'm just waiting on somebody to connect with me, man. You know, I really ain't got the connections to the studio. All I got is the talent. That's all I got right now, man. I'm trying to make it, you know.
You have to go downtown and get your name legalized. Downtown at the City Hall, the old City Hall on Main Street. I'll show you, and I'll give you the address. I'll take you the address and everything, and you have to get your name legalized so nobody else can use it. And I can show you the ways to get your music going and started. And I have a studio that you can come to as well. I can introduce you to people and stuff like that, and I'll hook you up with Chris James as well. Is that okay?
Right on.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
That's good. We have 3 minutes left. We can end with a little music. Ms. Beasley, would you end us with music, please?
Sure will. Thank you guys for coming in. It's really been great. Perhaps we can do something this summer where you guys can display your craft with the other young people and help them understand why the gangs are wrong for them and also show them how you use your music to give you strength. Thank you all for tuning in tonight, and we look forward to meeting you young men again. So I pray that everything will go with you. We'll end in a moment of prayer, and we'll go off with music. Father God, we thank you for coming, for allowing us to be on this show and allowing us to listen to these fine young men who are trying to get their lives straight. And we pray that something has been said or done tonight that will encourage them and let them know that we're behind them 100%, and that we pray that something will be done in their lives that will uplift them and encourage them. And, Lord, we just want to tell you thank you for allowing us to have Street Talk, and we pray and we bless your holy name. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Good night.